Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm and bright afternoon across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem has a gentle breeze. Haifa remains sunny, with a touch of warmth. Perfect weather for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel prepares for a U.S. blockade. Netanyahu warns of Iran's potential surprise attack. This comes from Ynet earlier this hour. Also, the IDF shifts focus to Lebanon as the main battlefield. This decision follows ongoing clashes with Hezbollah. Mariv reported this 2 hours ago. Also this hour, the IDF braces for rapid escalation against Iran. The Air Force raises its alert level. Walla has the details from earlier this hour. Separately, nuclear enrichment emerges as a key issue in U.S.-Iran talks. Netanyahu emphasizes its importance for Israel. This update comes from JNS just 16 minutes ago. And finally, Iran's ceasefire remains shaky. The IDF continues operations in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz stays closed. Forward shared this information earlier. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Islamabad talks have collapsed. The IDF is at peak readiness as ceasefire tensions rise. Adin Haykin, an Israeli commentator, questioned just minutes ago how Palestinians anticipated the need for cameras at key locations. Al Arabiya, an international news service, reported just minutes ago that the U.S. will enforce a blockade in the Gulf of Oman, affecting all vessel traffic. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's preparations for a U.S. blockade, Ynet reports Netanyahu's alignment with Washington. The focus is on Iran's failure to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This development signals heightened military coordination. Civilians should prepare for potential disruptions. Turning to Lebanon, Mariv highlights the IDF's strategic pivot. The shift comes amidst persistent Hezbollah attacks. The fragile ceasefire with Iran is another factor. This move aims to stabilize the northern front. Residents near the border could face increased military presence. Meanwhile, Walla details the IDF's readiness for escalation against Iran. The Air Force is on high alert, drawing lessons from past engagements. This reflects ongoing regional tensions. Air travel in the region might experience delays. Separately, JNS highlights nuclear enrichment as a focal point in U.S.-Iran discussions. Netanyahu's comments underscore its critical nature for Israel. Diplomatic efforts continue amidst a complex geopolitical landscape. This could impact future energy policies. Finally, Forward notes the precarious ceasefire with Iran. The IDF's operations in Lebanon persist despite diplomatic efforts. The Strait's closure remains a pivotal issue. This affects international shipping and energy routes. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on delivery challenges. Anat Zisovich paid for home delivery but faced a pickup inconvenience. This highlights logistical issues in Israel's delivery services. Separately, Mariv Business explores the importance of professional legal opinions. These have become vital in Israel's legal landscape. The article outlines the steps from appointment to court. And finally, Israel Hayom Business investigates pharmacy prices. A study found Good Farm offers the best value. This could influence consumer choices across pharmacy chains in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.